From Washington, this is VOA News. Jonathan Smith reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has formally declared victory over the Islamic State in Mosul. Speaking from Mosul's Old City in a speech carried on state television, Abadi said the win is a victory over oppression, brutality, and terrorism. He said following the success in Mosul, the country still faces challenges, including destroying Islamic State terrorism cells that still exist in the country and creating stability for the entire nation. Hours before Abadi's speech, witnesses reported heavy fighting still underway in parts of Mosul. Thousands of people, civilians, have been killed in the battle, and 900,000 people have been forced to flee their homes. Vast swaths of Mosul and the surrounding towns and villages have been abandoned, and many people say they do not feel safe going home. Egyptian police say they have killed six suspected members of the Islamic State in a shootout. Security forces were carrying out a raid Monday on the militants' apartment hideout when the gunfire broke out. All six suspected militants were killed. The abandoned apartment in the southern Egyptian town of Deirut was being used as a, quote, organizational base and to carry out a series of terrorist operations within the southern provinces, according to the Interior Ministry in a statement it put on its Facebook page. Police say they found a bomb, five automatic weapons, and ammunition. The Interior Ministry said they also found ISIS propaganda material containing the concepts and slogans of the group. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. After a week-long recess, Senate Republicans returned to Washington Monday, still searching for a legislative formula to repeal and replace former President Barack Obama's health care law known as Obamacare. VOA's Michael Bowman reports from Capitol Hill.
Conservative Republicans want to dramatically pare back the federal government's role in health care, but moderates worry that their poor and vulnerable constituents would lose coverage. However discussions play out among Republican senators, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the status quo is not working.
Obamacare has been hurtling toward collapse for years. Today it sits on the edge of total meltdown. Unless we do something about that, even more Americans are going to get hurt. And we have a responsibility to help before Obamacare comes literally crashing down around them.
McConnell has said that if his caucus can't agree on a bill, Republicans will have no choice but to shore up Obamacare, which has seen premiums rise and insurers flee health care exchanges in many states. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
The hospital treating Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo says he is too ill to travel overseas for treatment. It says Liu, the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, is in critical condition. It said his blood pressure is falling and he has an increasingly swollen stomach and partial intestinal obstruction and other complications. Liu was recently moved to the hospital from jail after he was diagnosed with late-stage liver cancer. At least six Hindu pilgrims were fatally shot by suspected militants in Indian-controlled Kashmir, police said Monday. The victims were among nearly 50 people traveling on an annual pilgrimage when their vehicle was attacked by what local police suspect were separatists fighting against Indian rule. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. And police in the U.S. state of Texas have rescued 12 migrants from a sweltering box truck and charged three people in connection with the case with human smuggling. The rented truck had been parked for hours at a Houston shopping area until passersby heard the people locked inside, 10 men, one woman, and a teenaged girl, banging on the truck's walls and crying for help. Temperatures were above 40 degrees Celsius inside the vehicle. Police say the group were exhausted and soaked in sweat, but would recover. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.